Magic. I'm your host, Phil Knipe. You can follow me on Twitter at WatchPhilTweet. And that guy right over there, that's Josh Schuler, the founder and creator of MeFlow Magic. Say hello, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Josh, what's your Twitter handle?
It's just at Josh Schuler. I think we both started tweeting kind of at the same time.
Yeah, and then I think we probably both forgot about it at the same time.
Yes.
And then we were like, hey, we have this whole platform that everybody's using. We should start doing it again. So here we are.
Yep. That's the story. That's the word.
Josh, what is MeFlow?
So MeFlow is a software that generates investing ideas, but maybe not investing ideas like most people are used to thinking about, but approaching it in a what we call an institutional way. So, for example, most people, when they think about investing, you know, or they think about stocks specifically, they think about, you know, I buy a stock, you know, here I sell a stock, you know, so I buy it this price and sell at that price. And that's all well and good. That works well. There's just a couple problems with that. The first one being is that if you want to be able to consistently grow your investment account over time, there's some math that's not really helpful. One being is that humans are not good at picking stocks, you know, picking buy here or sell there. We're just not real good at it. The second is a guy named Jack Vogel, a number of years ago, created something called an ETF, which is basically allows you to basically trade the entire equity index all at once. But, you know, people want to have ideas. In fact, you know, 15% of all current investors got their start in 2020. So we had this, they're called the investor generation. They came into markets, you know, through COVID and got really excited and were coming at it with, you know, new and innovative ways. And I mean, an explosion of daily logins, like Robinhood has something like 22 million daily logins. Well, at least it did during the height of COVID, which was more than TD Ameritrade and Fidelity and E-Trade and all those guys combined. And all these people need ideas, and they need ideas that they can trust that actually have an edge. And what we found was through that time is that where they were going to get ideas is they were going to Reddit, and they were going to YouTube, and they were following people who were saying, hey, buy this or do this. And it doesn't really go that well. In fact, Robinhood users between November 2019 to June 2021, there was a study that estimates about $5 billion was lost in Robinhood traders.
Because we didn't know what we were doing.
We didn't know what we were doing. And it's, I mean, no knock, not expecting to know what you're doing. And people are running into like the meme stocks. Like that was the big thing, right? Like trading AMC and GameStop and some of these other things. And so this whole meme stock movement was, which was really kind of a way to, you know, express ideas. And because, you know, we didn't really have a whole lot of ideas. So, you know, that seemed like a cool and, you know, kind of interesting way to do that. However, like those ideas happen for a while and then they go away. And if people are going to be effective in markets, you know, over the long haul, they need something better than what they find on Reddit or what they find on YouTube. And they need something that they can actually trust. And so when you look across the spectrum of people who have had good performance in markets over time, it's the usual suspects. It's what we call institutional investors. So your Goldman Sachs and your JP Morgan and your Bridgewater under Ray Dalio and PIMCO and some of these other large funds. And it's not that they're like crazy smart relative to anybody else. It's just they've got a different toolkit than everybody else does. And so, you know, they have ways to generate ideas that I think if everybody else had the same ideas or same tools, they would be able to do well at the same time. And so that's a long way of getting back to say that what MeFlow does is it just presents the same types of ideas and logic that you would have from those institutions in a way that's accessible to the average retail investor, and, you know, keeps presenting ideas over and over again so that you have stuff that you can do on a day by day basis. So what that being the case, all MeFlow does is it goes out every day and generates these ideas. Now, what are these ideas? Because they're very different than what anybody's ever seen. And this is how these institutions are able to do well when, you know, the average retail investor is not. And that is, they employ something called multi-leg option strategies, which have been, you know, used for decades. The challenge is that they're cost prohibitive. And this is the real, I think, the secret sauce of what Robinhood brought to the masses that they don't know that they brought. Everybody credits Robinhood with kind of democratizing finance. And this is really exciting. We've also just given a whole lot of people access to lose money, which is sure. which is not great. So by employing these multi-leg option strategies, you can consistently show up every day, you know, have a statistical probabilistic edge and, you know, grow your account with something better than 50-50. And that's what MiFlow does. It looks across 4,000 listed stocks every day and says, these are the best stocks that are the best candidates for these strategies. And then tells you how to build those and how to get into those ideas so that you can come in and have an idea every single day.
Taking it a step back just for 1 minute.
Yeah.
If Robinhood in a way democratized day trading, mm-hmm. MiFlow is democratizing the institutional trading, right? And it does so with these tools or these, as we call them, drips, which are these tools that kind of are a lens into how this whole process works. Talk about drips. What exactly are those and how do they work?
Yeah. So a drip is the language we use to describe, you know, what are these ideas? And they drip to you every day. These strategies, these multi-leg strategies. So there's like 20 of them that have historically been employed by these institutions and everybody knows them. Everybody knows the criteria. Everybody knows how to execute them. The challenge is always, which of these strategies do I apply to which stock at which time? And so we believe that if you knew what the strategy was and you got a drip of information that said, hey, apply this strategy to that stock at that time, that you'd be able to execute that and do really well. And that's exactly what MiFlow does, is it says, hey, here is this stock is a great candidate for this strategy. Here's how to build the idea and rock and roll. And it just drips to you every day. And really the whole idea behind even the name MiFlow was, you know, it's your flow of investing ideas.
And the really cool thing about MiFlow is that you don't have to be a quote institutional trader to do this.
You do not.
I am not a day trader. No. I run a business. It has nothing to do with stocks. I run a podcast. Before today, it had nothing to do with stocks, but here we are. I don't know a lot about stocks, and yet I'm starting to kind of incorporate these ideas and learning more about these drips. And guess what? It's working.
So I put on an idea today in Walmart, for example. MiFlow said, hey, put on this strategy in Walmart. So I executed it. It cost me $50 to put the trade on. That's the max that I can lose. And in this case, that's the maximum that I can gain. So for $50, I have the potential to double my money.
Interesting.
And it would be within a, you know, about 20 day window. And not only that, but by putting that in, doesn't mean that I'm right, but it does say, hey, if Walmart trades to X price, you're probably wrong. So just exit the idea and then look for another one the next day. And so rather than looking at like, oh, 8% a year, I mean, we've been tracking some ideas since the end of June and we're like, you know, 14-15% since the end of June. So it's really, really attractive for anyone who wants to be more active in investing, have more of a hands on it, and then, and, you know, do it as a way to put more of their thought around it.
Here's a question. We're not licensed fiduciaries. Is MiFlow legal?
It is. It is. The, you know, because the term is to do your own research and we're just generating ideas. So we're saying, hey, you look at these, you make a decision on whether you want to follow these or not. And they're self-directed. So it's not like we're placing the trade for anybody or we're managing that. We're just simply saying, hey, take a look at this, see how this works, see if it fits for how you're doing. This is an education in markets that can just make you more savvy. And if, you know, after you've experimented with it and played with it and, you know, seen some of the ideas that we've put forth and you want to try some of those, do those. And just like any investment, you know, always know where your risk is.
And I'm sure we'll have a fun little ditty at the end that has all the disclaimers.
Okay. Has all the disclaimers.
Again,
yep.
All the disclaimers. Yes, how do people get started?
They can go to MiFlow.com and they can sign up for a free 7-day trial where they can see drips. All, you know, every drip that we push for 7 days, you know, for 5 business days, and get an idea for what these ideas look like. And then even if they decide not to go forward, they can get, you know, a free idea every week just to get another way to look at markets that's different than a, you know, buy here, sell there. And, you know, in the current environment that we're in, I think it's really important. You know, I've got friends who are looking at, you know, like the S&P right now is, I think, around 17% down for the year. And so they're like, oh, you know, is this a buying opportunity or, you know, should I get into the markets at this point? And I don't have a real clear answer for them at that point. I mean, I think everybody's responsible for their own risk around all of that. But what I do think about that is, you know, in any investment, I think there's kind of four questions you have to answer before you get into it. And the first one is like, what's the opportunity? So like an opportunity is like, what's the potential upside? You know, what do I stand to gain, you know, as a result of, you know, being active in this? And then like, if that's the case, what do I stand, what's my risk, right? What am I exposing myself to? And then once I get into that, if that makes sense and I like that, then, you know, how would I know that I'm right? And how would I know that I'm wrong? So, you know, any investment that you may be looking at right now, I mean, those are all the valid questions to ask to yourself that, you know, I can't answer. Although, you know, if you spend time kind of following what we're doing with MeFlow, our intention is to make you more educated, but also all of the drips themselves are ordered according to these four questions. So you can see, you know, here's the potential upside. Here's what you're looking to make out of this idea. Here's what the risk would be. Here's how you'll know that you're right. And here's how you'll know that you're wrong. So even if somebody doesn't use all of our ideas, but if they follow along, whether they use MeFlow ideas or not, you know, our aim is to make people a more savvy investor as it concerning equity markets, which again, because we are more and more exposing Americans to those markets as, you know, where they need to be for the retirement, I think that just calls for us to all be wiser.
Wise words from a wise man. That's MIFLO.com. Josh, thank you so much. I look forward to doing this again. We'll have episodes out, what, weekly, I'm hoping?
Yeah, that's the
idea. We'll just kind of talk about these ideas and, you know, maybe we'll tease some of these drips that are coming through. Maybe we'll just have some philosophical discussions. I'll say, Josh, what is a call? What is a put? Josh, why is the sky blue?
Yeah, more specifically, you know, each week when we get together, we're going to talk about a couple different things. We're going to talk about, okay, where are we in like a macro economic cycle? So we'll talk about the major story that's out. Like right now, everyone's talking about inflation. We'll talk about what does that mean for people who are looking to invest. We'll talk about just like methods to do that wisely. We'll talk about, like you said, a call or put. We'll talk about the mechanics of these specific products. And yeah, we'll talk about the specific ideas because the software, it's in the types of ideas it generates, gives us insight into kind of how the markets are behaving. And that's very insightful and can give us a really cool insight into where we're headed, where we're at, so that we're ready for what comes next.
I can't wait for that. Josh, thanks so much.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks again for listening to MeFlow Magic. I'm your host, Phil Kneipp. And thanks as always to Josh Schuler, El Jefe, as he's affectionately known at the MeFlow Studios in Fort Collins, Colorado. If you like what you hear, do us a huge favor and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And please consider writing a review as well. It really helps us reach more listeners and ultimately keeps us going. The content, views, and opinions expressed in MeFlow Magic are for educational purposes only. As with all investments, there is a risk of loss, including principal, and no host or guest of MeFlow Magic shall be held liable. You should consult a financial advisor before making any investments relating to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or whereby other investments relating to money. In other words, do your own research. This show is produced by me, Phil Kneipp.